Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we don't have a phone cord. Oh, that's okay. Well, not very many people are expecting to hear from me, are
they? Hold on. I think we do. I think we got something.
This is ISF. No foghorn needed. We're good to go. Good evening.
Okay,
everybody.
Wait a second.
We can just whack over there.
There, is that better?
That works.
It is spooky season.
Yeah. So, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ISF Commentary Watch of the movie Roar. Roar, ooh, boy. Yeah, this is a movie that a lot of people have not heard of, and a lot of more people haven't seen. Now, why are we watching a movie called about lions on ISF? Incredibly strange films. There's a reason for this.
Well, I was saying during spooky season. We're in spooky season.
Yeah,
this isn't a horror movie. Or is it?
Oh, it's not a horror movie, but what happened in real life with this movie is some of the most frightening stuff you will ever hear that happened on a movie set. You think The Curse of the Exorcist was bad? This is worse. Now, Roar is a movie, obviously. You know, and it was made by... I'm sorry, I had to say it. And this was quite a rough film. It stars Melanie Griffith and Noel Marshall and Tippi Hedren. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to movies with animals in it, Tippi Hedren is a she brings in a disaster zone aura to it. And this is pure disaster. So Roar is about a family who moves to Africa to meet the husband / father. And they're in Africa and surrounded by lions and tigers and puma and all sorts of really, really big cats. And, things go really, really bad. What do you mean by really, really bad? Well, the cinematographer, Jean Dubanc, was actually mauled by a lion on the set and had his scalp ripped off. Yes, his entire scalp. He had to get over 120 stitches to put his scalp back on. Okay? Then he went right back to working on the movie again. Noel Marshall, who stars in the film, was attacked by so many different tigers and large cats that he caught gangrene and had to have multiple surgeries. Tippi Hedren had her leg broken by an elephant. And also got gangrene. Melanie Griffith was attacked by a lion, and she had to get facial reconstructive surgery. You actually see the scene and the film where it happens. Now, the craziest part is, not really crazy, but the crazy creative part, is you can tell when shit's going bad in this movie because the camera people start to panic. And that's when the camera shakes a little bit, and then there's a cutaway scene, and that's a different camera angle. That's because there's real blood in this movie. There's real people really getting hurt. And it's this whole movie is bad news. I watched it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it was one of the few movies that actually gave me anxiety while watching it. It is absolutely insane. I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. These lions and tigers, I almost said bears, oh my, lions, tigers, and other cat-like creatures are not trained. Oh, okay, deep breaths. Okay, go ahead, Carl.
Okay, so another thing we should know, too, we have a friend of ours who's a director, Ted Nicolau, who was editor on this film. Ted directed Terror Vision and numerous films for Full Moon, but before that, he was an editor, and he edited on this film, and what happened to the editing equipment, they were doing it on site, and it was being shot at the Marshall's reserve in California. That's where this was shot. It wasn't shot in Africa. There was a deluge, a storm that came by, and basically where they set up the editing equipment, it all collapsed into a mud lake, and they had to reshoot several scenes. They had to basically, they lost lots of film, and from what Ted tells me, it took about 4 showers to get all the mud off of him when he was trying to retrieve everything. So that's yes. another little thing that happened. Let alone, this was in production for well over 2.5 years. So this was one of those films that was done during the weekends, and they were raising money, then they lost money. They had to raise more money. I guess from what I understand is they basically lost everything with this film. And once it was completed, nobody would show it because, of course, of what Doc was saying. So, It's a little scary to say the least.
The movie cost the family $17 million, a ton of stitches, a lot of physical damage, 2 floods, and it made zero money back because it was the distributors refused to release it in the United States, but they did release it in Europe, mostly in Germany. It made a couple, like basically like $17,000, $18,000, and that was it. It officially got a release in the United States back in 2015 on Blu-ray and DVD. I have no idea where my Blu-ray is. I saw it like a month ago. That just tells you how full my catacombs are of movies and stuff. So we are actually going to be watching a version that is on YouTube, thank goodness. And this is the version that's actually on the Blu-ray. And it's the title is Roar 1981, widescreen, uncut, 111-minute composite. That's the version we're watching on YouTube. Why did it start? It shouldn't have started. All right, you booger snot. I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay, Doc, take your meds. I mean, really, come on, just settle down.
There we go. Got it paused. Yes, it is. Caught equipment of boogers. So, yeah, I cannot believe this movie. I mean, I literally just sat through it, my jaw hitting the floor every few minutes, just went, oh, no. See, I like cats if they're under 100 pounds and are not trying to eat me. Like, I have Spooky. I have Tinkerbell. I have Moo. Moo is actually in the other room napping. But anyway, they're house cats. I like house cats. I don't want to have a cat in my home that could eat me. It blows my mind that people want to have full-size, predatory, 400-fucking-pound cats in their home that if this cat gets pissed off, it will rip your guts out and then eat you. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a little scary to say the least.
Yep.
I wouldn't do that.
No. It blows. It absolutely blows my mind. So, all right. Well, let's get started into this. I mean, I will warn you, the blood that you see in this movie is real. The main character, Noel, let's put it this way. You will see injuries that are covered up, you know, like somebody supposedly got bit on the hand. It's covered up and wrapped up. But if you actually look at the way that the person who has the injury is moving their body part, it is consistent with traumatic injury. It's not like one of those fakey, I'm shaking it type things, oh, because it hurts. No, this is full on, there is damage, this really hurts. And we're trying to act going on. Just as a warning, the blood is real. Animal parts, because lions do eat animals, are real. No animals were hurt. People were hurt. And there might be pussy jokes. There. It's all set.
And he ain't lying.
All right. Yep. So, all right. So we're going to start this at 000 as much as we can. I'm actually right there. So we did the countdown here. Yep. Oh, and you said that, Carl, you said that you saw this, you actually rented the DVD. What did you think about when you first saw it?
I knew the story behind it, okay? It was pretty infamous. And all I can think of when I watched the movie the first time was, how stupid are these people? Seriously. And I'll probably think that again as I watch it again. I've only seen it once. That was about all I could do.
Yeah, so, I mean, I literally, I'm watching this going, you're putting your children in danger. This is really
everybody's
stupid.
In no danger. Parent, everybody.
No parent who, yeah, no parent should register with normal people that this is that this shit's dangerous. You do not put your child into a room with 30 big cats that are not trained. You don't do it. Unless you're some sicko who wants to, like, you know, let the strongest survive. No, that's just nuts. But anyway, let's get back to the movie here. Okay, so we're going to do a countdown. When I say, we're going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then play. And when I say play, push your play button. Okay.
Okay. So,
this is Roar, complete insanity. I've had too much coffee today. This is many.
I can tell.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Flamingos.
You gotta admit, it's lovely. It's lovely.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And the music is extremely good, but it's not well placed. It's all like this happy-go-lucky stuff as people are being, like, used as chew toys. It's ridiculous.
It is with great pride that we display the seal of the American Humane Association. That's because the pride basically ate the actors, okay? If you don't understand that it's the pride of lions, okay?
Yeah. Now, this footage is actually from Africa.
Yes.
The lady who should not be working with animals. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because she actually has done a lot for big cat research and preservation of big cats with her association. But making movies with big, large animals is not a good idea for her.
Oh, Kyle Matia, he's the African guy.
Yep. And, you know,
since the choice
actually
was made to use untrained animals, and since the most part they chose to do what they wanted to, it's only fair to, that they share the writing and directing credit.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
And unfortunately, I won't bring that. There's one thing I'm not going to bring up, because it's rather sad. But we'll see at the end. We'll see what happens. And yes, that credit is right about the Maasai people of this area of Africa.
I would say there's a fly in the ointment, but it was actually on the forehead. But that's okay.
Yeah. Would you trust this guy to be your doctor? I wouldn't.
Well, I trust him to give me some marijuana prescriptions. I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Not much more
right.
than that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't see them. I don't know where I was going with that one. I just kind of lost track of the joke.
Okay.
I mean, the cinematography is absolutely gorgeous. Oh, and a little trivia fact about me. I actually worked with zebras in the past. I worked with zebras, water buffalo, elk, bison, and camels in my past.
Yes, you were working at the zoo for a while. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, the nature reserve, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, zebras are grumpy little critters. They're not very friendly. I bet this scene made Tippy nervous with all those birds.
Yeah, yeah. If giraffes get a cold, how many throat lozenges do they need?
Quite a few. And it's just amazing
director,
how a creature that
there's
large.
There's John DeBond, director of photography.
Yep.
I'd be afraid to, like, have that giraffe, like, kick me off the damn motorcycle.
Yeah, giraffes are unpredictable. Water buffalo, if it's mating season and they're males, run away very, very fast. Because I've actually had a water, when I was working at the reserve, I had the biggest water buffalo we've had go up against my bus. The bus won eventually, but the amount of damage was crazy. Because he was an unhappy critter. And now we're on the ranch.
Yeah, this is the ranch now. Yeah, really, really. I want to be there on a motorcycle around those.
Right.
And be the photographer doing this.
Yep. Then you got the lioness in the back there going, the insanity of fishing starts now.
And that's their actual house, by the way.
Yeah.
That's their house. Now, I want you to understand, when we go a little further into the movie, what goes into their house.
Yes. What an air traffic control tower. It looks like they made it with super glue and duct tape. Ostriches. They are evil. Evil, evil, evil creatures. I had to run away from one a few times, and it was not a pleasant experience. Because this large man does not run unless my life is in danger. That tells you the clue.
And there's Melanie. And there's Tippy.
Yeah. Those babies are so cute, but then they'll eat you in the future. Okay, I got to admit, the parts of the cubs, it's just really adorable.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Snacks are here.
Yeah.
We just ran the house on the boat. And also, just so everybody notices, there are parts of this movie are filmed not in sequence. Because the last scene, Noel's character did not have any bandages on his hand. And this scene, he does.
Notice the cuts. The editing is not good simply because they don't want to use certain footage. Look at this shit.
Right, because there's like human bloodshed, human damage, and human carnage in this movie.
Well, Ted was talking
and
about
yes,
that.
He said it was, I remember him saying that it was one of the most craziest editing job he's ever had to do.
Well, he said it was absolutely insane. Look at this. He is surrounded by lions.
By
now, listen. Yeah. Look at that. He's got him.
Yeah. At least he's gentle. I mean. What a cute little tiger baby. Bites his arm. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
See, just a reminder, none of these cats are trained, and they are in serious danger at all times. That's for listeners.
Look at this. They're all on the porch. He's in the middle of them. How do you act?
Very carefully.
Of course you don't.
See, the bandage is on his hand, right there. Yep.
Yeah.
This is insane. You do not butt slap a lion. And I just love how this character's like, oh, no, no, everything's fine, everything's peaceful. They all love each other as he's getting chewed on.
And by the way, no Marshall's voice sounds like Snidely Whiplash on like Downers. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he starts yelling, which will be soon. He's just like, what the heck? Nobody. See, that hit was real.
Oh, Jesus. This is where it gets really hurt.
This is one of the many times he gets really hurt. And I'll tell you something. When you have blood on film, there's a big difference between, you can actually see the visual color difference between real human blood and the fake stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's such a big difference. No, thank you. This is like so much no. The only cat I would ever belly rub is a house cat. And sometimes even that is dangerous.
Okay, you know, I will say this. I have never thought in my life that I wanted to have a job like Siegfried and Roy. No thanks.
No.
Always scared
never.
The living shit out of me when I saw acts like that. You know, we used to go to circuses and you'd see the lion tamer. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Serious. Yeah, but unfortunately, those lions for a lot of the circuses were unfortunately beaten into submission and had their teeth filed.
Oh, I know.
There's a whole horror stories about that subject. And you can see
you do have to help him. You know, give him a psychiatrist and tell him to stop making the fucking movie.
Right. You can actually see on the bandage he's starting to bleed through. And that's the real stuff.
It's scary.
Oh, it gets worse.
Scary. And what's scary about it is the hubris. Oh, let's do this. You know, let's bring in lots of lions, and we've got this wonderful place. We can say it's fake Africa, and we'll make a family movie about all these lions, and then bring them in, and they're not trained, and you don't have a trainer on site. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yep. And things are going to start going wrong in the next several minutes. Actually, things have been going wrong since the movie started. But you've noticed the camera work and, like, the quick edits. That's where things go wrong. And the fear that you see in a couple of these actors in this scene is completely real.
I mean, seriously, you're trying to act and you're surrounded by lions. How the hell can you act and not be scared?
Yeah. Oh, little baby, so cute. I mean, I gotta admit, the cats are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
The humans are absolutely stupid. See, that's...
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little licking right there, but that looks to me like a kill move. Go for the back of the neck, that's the way jaguars work.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just read National Geographic to know that. Or watch the Discovery Channel.
I mean, I remember things like Wild Kingdom and these nature shows. But you know what? The photography in that was way back, and you used zoom lenses. Actors weren't there.
Right. Boom. There's another hit. Would you run into the middle of a lion fight? And you see how his running strength there? His whole body is ravaged with, look at this. And you see where he shook his hand? That's where he actually got nailed one of the times. And there you can see the blood.
Yeah.
This is insane. Like, nope. Yeah, that little tree is not going to stop pissed off lion. I'm sorry there, Noel.
No.
Jesus. Yeah, this is the most insane thing I have seen in years.
Yeah, look at this shit.
Okay, you are currently bleeding and covered in blood, as we can see in this scene, and that hand is seriously messed up.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, God.
This is absolutely insane. Whatever drugs they were on when they made this movie, I don't want them. Okay. Yeah, this tiger's like, I'm gonna move for a snack.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, that panic on those boats, that's real.
Yeah. And Jesus.
And the tiger's just like, what? Oh, there you go. Oh, they're just playing as they're...
Yeah, right.
And you see, that's where he actually covers up the wound, but we've seen it covered in several scenes before. And this attack right here is one of the real ones. Yeah. Isn't this the most insane thing you've ever seen?
You know what? I said it before. It's the hubris.
Yeah,
it's the hubris. You know, how many freaking lions are there? 15, 20 on that 50. Porch?
There's about, I think, between 15 and 100 total. The number changed throughout the years of making this movie. And unfortunately, several of the adult lions, including the relying Robbie in this, escaped during the second flood, and unfortunately had to be were shot by police.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Oh, Jesus,
yeah,
look at that flood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you think that's not real.
Yeah, every time those claws sink into somebody, that's real. Like that right there. And there.
And there.
Yep. That guy was going to have his arm bitten.
You know, so if you're on the font and you're photographing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see these attacks. This is almost like a snuff film. Are you still going to be shooting it or tell the director that he's fucking out of his mind? And
I would say out of the mind option.
Look at that neck.
Yeah. A couple scratches my ass. These guys almost had their heads taken off.
It's okay.
Absolutely crazy.
Why he wasn't sued out of existence, and I think there were actually some suits. There was also lot of insurance payments out, too, on this.
Oh, yeah. This completely bankrupted Tippy and Noel. Completely bankrupted. They had to end up having to sell everything. This was one of the dumbest decisions I've seen somebody make in film.
The thing is, I don't even care to watch the movie, right?
Right.
I don't care about the plot or anything. It's just like, look at this shit. What the fuck are you thinking?
This is a complete train wreck. An absolute train wreck.
So I have to ask you, you know, it's been a while since you've been on Deviant Legion. And we have missed you as far as your voice and personality. But what brought you to think that this would be your return? Why did you pick this movie?
Well, cats have been on my mind lately because I've been doing a trap and neuter type thing. And, you know, the house cat, not these monsters, not these big ones. And plus, I just thought it was a movie that needs to be seen. Not for the plot, not for the movie itself, but for the absolute pure insanity that went into this thing. I mean, look at this. He's getting his arm nibbled, not exactly nibbled, but chewed on. Yeah, I just thought that this would be it, because so many people have heard of this movie, never seen it. I wanted to get the word out about it just because of how absolutely insane it was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I thought for incredibly strange films, I think it would work.
Oh, well, it's been mentioned. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, he's got your fucking foot.
Yeah. This little cat was like, hey, you taste delicious. Come back here.
You know,
but no,
I don't think Tippy's really good in the bedroom, so why don't you have some of my pussy? There you go.
There you go. You know, I don't blame
the cat. I have
a
foot fetish.
He likes the broom.
Yeah,
no,
I'll pack the broom.
When it comes to this much chaos, I don't blame the cats at all. This was a bad idea by humans. This is all human mistakes, without a doubt. and you think this, and you think the film's been insane up to this part, just wait till the family gets here. It gets even crazier.
Sooner or later, you're going to get killed. Look at your shirt.
Yeah, really. I mean, the house itself is beautiful. But with all these lions and big tigers, I got to say, oh, and I know what those tiger, the lions are thinking. He's seizing himself. He's becoming souk. As a joke. I'm not being serious when I say that.
Okay, you're taking a bath and you're surrounded by lions. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Dude, just let the jacket go. Just let the jacket go. Would you fight a lion over a piece of cloth or leather? No. Big cat keeps it.
No.
You know, I have a lot of respect for animals on this planet, but stupid humans, not so much. Dude, running is the worst idea because they will all follow you and then do that.
Yeah, and he gets hurt here. And he's getting his hand.
Yep. And have you noticed that the lions always go for the injured hand?
Yeah.
Because they're hardwired to go after injuries when they hunt. Any animal
right.
that's injured, they'll go after it.
Jesus, you see the hand in there. Like, what?
Yeah, and this guy's just walking past them in a shirt and undies, and some of the lions look at him like, okay, the dude's here. Other ones, you see that, like, this guy is like a snack to us look. Like, the tiger just tried to kill him.
This is their home! Bullshit, it's their home. It's your fucking home.
See that? Trying to bite the head and neck? Yeah.
God. What the fuck?
The smartest idea is to get as far away from this movie as possible.
So, here you are. You have a finished film, and you're watching it, and you're trying to develop promotion for it. And you're looking into this like, who would like this movie? The only people I can think of are not people. It would be, you know, either that or do a PSA on how not to make a nature movie.
Right. And just the look in some of these lions' eyes, just say, you know.
Look at the actor's eyes. It's like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What did I sign on with this thing?
Yeah. And it gets bitten again. See? Right there?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most insane. I can't put into words how absolutely and utterly batshit this movie is. See? Look at this. You're hurting my hand. No, duh. See that? He's using the chew toy.
You know, and Noel Marshall believed in animal preservation. He had this ranch. He had a couple lions on it, and he thought to make a movie with lots of lions, and it would be fun.
Look at it. He literally has got to fight this lion off so he can get down the stairs.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of this movie showing lions in a positive light The in theory idea was good. The execution was not good at all.
Well, one thing is they're not trained. There's no trainer.
Right. And as that lion that he's just snuggling up with just wants to bite him, just wants to just gnarf.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, that one actually does seem kind of friendly-ish, but I wouldn't
yeah.
trust it. Yeah. That was one of the real attacks.
No, that was a real attack. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. That's George. I'm just getting to know him. Well, you know, my leg has a 6-inch gaping hole in it because I'm just getting to know George. Okay.
Good Lord. Okay, so the family's going to come now.
Mm-hmm. And then it's all going to break loose even worse. As you notice, Melanie Griffith looks a lot different here in this movie than she does in movies after this one. It's because she had to have facial reconstruction because of a line.
Yep. It's not her tail that got in trouble, my dear. It was her face.
Mm. Yeah. Aw, look at little babies.
God.
Yeah, you've got two tigers who love water. And a guy in a boat, but the boat doesn't even work 90% of the time.
Yeah.
This sort of, I know this is a really, really bad comparison, but just hear me out on it. This reminds me, the soundtrack to this movie reminds me of the soundtrack to Cannibal Holocaust. The soundtrack to Cannibal Holocaust is extremely beautiful. The music is just absolutely moving and gorgeous. But what's on screen is horrifying. That's this in a nutshell.
No.
So you've got this beautiful, fun music, and then people get nibbled on by large animals. It's not very good.
Oh, good God. That's right. Sing to the tiger.
Oh.
It's not eye of the tiger. It's mouth of the friggin' tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, white people. You're all going to get eaten.
Oh, and just so you know, these elephants aren't trained either. That's what you
no.
Not this scene, but one more towards the end is where Tippy gets her leg broken and then gets gangrene. Yeah, fun.
And by the way, that's their actual son. I forget his name. I think it's Alan. Alan Marshall.
I think so.
Boy, talk about family therapy.
Yeah, really, the mountain lion was, the cougar was just like, no. You don't need the crazy ones.
Now there's what, three of them on the boat? There's at least two. Didn't get a real good look.
Yep, there's two.
It's thinking.
Can you think of? And they sunk the fucking boat. Now you've got tigers with you and a sinking boat.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
It's just not a good idea. The tiger. I love how the tiger just looks like, yeah, okay, so what are we doing now? And I'm going in the water. Don't swim, they'll get you. Wait for me.
And they, you know, the music makes it, oh, this is a fun nature movie.
Yeah.
Not by a long shot. I mean, you know what I, now I don't know if many people know this, but I compare this to another nature film called The Adventures of Milo and Otis. Which is a kid's film. Are you familiar with it?
I'm very familiar with it. There's a lot of controversy, but we'll get to that. Go on.
Well, again, it's because of the controversy. In this case, the animals are attacking the humans. In Milo and Otis' case, it was the handlers in that killed several animals actors. Same with Cannibal Holocaust.
Now,
that's one of the reasons I don't watch them, and I wouldn't watch this movie either without the chance that you wanted to do a commentary. It's not something I would do.
No, because this movie is just so insane, and, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm not as bothered by humans getting nibbled on as I am actual animals getting hurt for some reason. Mm-hmm. I know that may make me a horrible person, but when it comes to animal safety, they're innocent. People are not. But I'm not saying that animals should hurt people. It just affects me less than animals actually getting hurt.
Okay.
There's no tarantula in Africa, I don't think. I'm just thinking about like all the doors and stuff in this house. They just don't matter after a while.
No, they don't.
It's only a bird, and you're freaking that out that much? What about the other animals?
Yeah.
Bad idea. Tippy, don't you remember being in birds? When you open windows, that means animals come in house. Bad idea. Here they come. And now the chaos starts. Bad pun.
Yeah. What the cat dragged in.
Yep. This is the part that makes people really uncomfortable because there's actually animal eating other animal. Oh, yep, just close the door and like, oh boy.
So, what really scares me is you see the animals with the actors, but what you're not seeing, the animals with the photography people. Because if you look at these shots, the photography people are right in there.
Yes, they are. We can stop them with Kung Fu Grip. This is so insane. Look up. All those tigers are like, oh, they're coming down. It's wonderful. I still can't believe this movie got made.
This movie is insane, and I'm not lying. I'm not tigering either.
Yeah.
I'm actually tigering of it, but no. Oh, God, Carl, stop.
Oh, groan. Do you see that? Licking, that lion is licking his lips. Hey, look, now we've got canned food.
Yeah, look at that. Yad Devon is right there. And the photography crew.
He knows you're in there. He can smell your fear. Or the underwear you need to change.
Oh,
absolutely. I hear you. This reminds me of the Ray Bradbury story, The Velp.
No, absolutely. Good pull.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Into the refrigerator. Ugh. That in itself is dangerous. But then you add in lions and tigers. Yeah.
Especially those old ones.
Oh, yeah.
And keep in mind, these actors are doing this with animals that aren't trained.
Yes, they are actually in danger. Mine's like, hey, how's it going? Hello. Hi, my name is Leo. Do you have any sardines?
Can I come in and talk about our Lord, the Lion King, I guess?
Or
Mustafa, I guess it was, or whatever.
Right. Hello, sir, madam. Can I come in and talk to you about our Lord and Savior, Mustafa? And the actresses are in the thing that just fell over. Then you got lions on top of it. Squish. Crunch, squish.
Seriously.
And you actually think that little wafer board is going to protect you from a lion? Nope.
Yeah, really. Good God.
Hey, Moo. Hey, baby girl.
She watching the Lions, too?
No, she just walked in. She's been napping in my room. And she just wandered in. Oh, boy. I'm still... There she is. Hey, honey bunny. Hi, baby girl. She's so sweet. Yeah, I'm just glad she's not like a full-size lion or tiger.
Yeah.
She's just a little 7-pound, 7-month-old kitten.
Aww.
Yeah, she's actually tiny compared to a Spooky Tinkerbell. Spooky is 16 pounds, and he's like all pure beef and muscle. Tinkerbell, she's 13 pounds and a fluffy baby. Now, is that a Frigidaire or a Frigidon't?
Frigidaire. Yeah.
Frigidaire. Frigidaire. Right. Okay, it's either an icebox or being eaten by lions. Icebox. Real cool way to go.
Oh. That was bad. I liked it.
Yeah, all these puns are becoming a real catastrophe. So is this movie. Oh, another one.
And, of course, if they have diarrhea, it's a cat asses trophy. But that's okay.
Yeah, right. Now the real rampage begins.
Yeah, that lion's got blood all over him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's supposed to, just so you know, that's supposed to be the bad guy lion. Togar, I think, to be exact.
Yeah.
The whole house is shaking. Honey bunny, why you gotta stop on the Nintendo? You gotta stop on the Nintendo. It's okay.
So, the interesting thing here is, if you are this family and you've come to visit your dad or your husband, and this happens, are you staying?
No. Absolutely and utterly nope. Yeah, that lion is in pure hunt mode. There's no playing. This guy is like, grr. Ooh. There's the hero. Yeah, that part was really intense. I mean, you could literally tell that lion was in pure "I'm gonna get you" mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yikes.
I would too, young lady. I want to go home too. That cattle looks like a Brahmin.
Yeah.
I used to work with them too. Yeah, these tigers are literally on the continent of Africa going, I don't know where the hell I am. So where am I? Oh, boy. Isn't this like the craziest movie you've ever seen? No, do not. Do not use your claws in that, honey.
Maybe this isn't the right movie for Mew to see. Mew to see.
Yeah, she actually was going to claw the couch. I'm like, no. And I told her no earlier, and she got upset and went to go hide in my bedroom for a while. It wasn't like I was yelling at her. She's just very sensitive. Yeah, so you... This part I find extremely wrong. Every single part of it is just wrong. Wronger than usual with this movie. You send your best friend up a tree to distract the tigers while you go to the airport.
Hey, I got an idea for you. Bring down a
tree. Yeah, right.
This is a
That's
really
right.
Bad
Play with the tigers. Good God. Good Lord.
He's just singing like nothing's going wrong.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. If after all that you're thinking of staying, you're out of your mind. God.
Okay. Another. Since we're in a little quiet part here, another trivia fact: Assistant Director Darren Cooper was attacked and mauled by a lion during production. He had his throat bitten open, his jaw was bitten, and one of the lions attempted to rip an ear off. He was also injured in the head, chest, and thigh.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
All those. Yeah, it was reported that the attack nearly proved fatal. And there was a quote by a nurse saying the injuries were acute. Yeah. And there was a total of 150 animals in this film, and most of them are big cats.
God.
Yep, and there was a sequel planned.
A sequel to this?
Yep. During the promotion of the movie, Tippi Hedren stated there would be a Roar 2 sequel. Never happened, thank God.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, John Marshall was bitten by a lion during production and required 56 stitches. And one of the main actors actually had his head clamped onto by a lion for 58 minutes. and had to have basically the crew remove his head from the lion's mouth. Ah, remember the earlier when I, the scene that I said that Noel Marshall shook his hand because it was bitten? His hand was literally bitten through by a lion at that moment.
Yeah.
I have the factoids and stuff up by IMDb. Tippi Hedren, a staunch supporter of animal rights, regrets having ever put the animals in the situation she and her husband put them through. And the original script for the movie was called Lions, Lions, and More Lions. It looked tin food again.
No, I'd rather walk. You can be in with the non-burly lions, okay? This is not fucking Oz.
Yeah, this isn't the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe either. This is so crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I think the cats are so distracted by the driving that they're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't, like, nibble on his head for this. Oh, and you want to hear a quote from Tippi Hedren about being bitten by a lion?
Okay, do it.
Okay. Her quote is, "Let me tell you, it hurts when you're bitten by a lion. It's not only that you may have an open gaping wound, plus shock, but the pressure of those enormous jaws is so strong that it hurts." My reply to that is, no shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfectly good boombox gone. Kind of snack. I love this one with the helmet. There you go, George. There you go.
Should give the lion a motorcycle with that.
There is a scene with a motorcycle coming up that makes me just shake my head. Like, seriously. Do you see the size of those claws when they came out when that cat grabbed the skateboard? Look at how big those claws are. And that's just a kitten.
You, Tony Hawk!
Yeah.
Maybe we should call him Tony the Tiger Hawk.
They're great! Okay.
Did you see the cameraman?
Yeah.
Run away.
This is his first skateboarding cat.
Yeah.
Good morning. Poor Tiger's got a shoe stuck on his tooth.
Oh! What the hell is that?
That is a stuffed turtle. Row, row, row your boat like your life depends on it.
Seriously.
Now, these are the lions that really give me the creeps, just because they're not looking at them like toys. They're looking at them like your potential meal.
No, I don't see how you even
now,
consider
this group of this. Yeah, like this group of lions right here, they're just playing with them like for toys.
And this is supposed to be
bring
a
them
fun
back.
Movie.
Yeah,
seriously.
Come back here, you. And just a happy, fun time music.
Yeah.
And the tigers are coming in.
Yeah. And they're the ones that like the water.
Yeah, and they're the ones that hunt extremely well in the water.
Yeah.
Then you've got this poor little lion over here, like, I have no idea what's going on.
And again, none of these animals are trained. Not one of them.
Yeah, and elephants aren't either. Ooh. I hear gunfire outside. Eh, that's the usual. And actually, this is the scene right here where Tippi Hendren gets thrown around by the elephant, where her leg actually gets broken, but you don't see it on screen. Thank goodness. Yeah, even the tigers are like, yeah, elephant, no, we're staying away from that one. No,
yeah,
we're not messing with the elephant.
Hey, guys, I've got a podcast. Can we be quiet, please? Thank you.
What's that?
I have neighbors. Now, a family next door.
Oh, gotcha.
But
and this,
take a look at this. None of this looks staged. Doesn't look staged at all.
Nope, except for that one scene, that one part right there where Tippi was whipped up. That was actually filmed in reverse. But, yeah, this is where in 3, 2...
This is where she breaks her arm, right?
This is where she breaks her leg, where she falls off the elephant.
Okay.
That's where she breaks her leg.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what this elephant has against boats.
But they do.
Oh, yeah. And once again, that elephant wasn't trained either. He's just an angry, like, I hate boats.
You can see them going down the stream. Fuck this boat.
You hold the tiger.
You know, give me a fucking break. You sound awful. Such a whiny little director star.
Yeah.
And by
no,
the way,
just reminding.
Anything else. Never directed anything
so.
Else. Thank God.
Yeah. Now, just so you know, no lions were hurt in this scene. Absolutely none were hurt in the scenes of the poacher guys. Right. Is that a sign under the stairs that says Tylenol?
I don't know. I missed it.
I think it should say Tylenol because, man, they must be sore making this movie.
Yeah, they just sort of run after you.
Yeah. And the playful music where he's getting chased by extremely large predatory animals.
It's so cute. There are so many wrong decisions on this film.
Like all of it.
Everything. And Ted Nicolau and... Tells how insane this was. He wasn't really on the shoot too much, but he saw a lot of the people get hurt, you know, the after effect and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you have an angry elephant running after you on a motorcycle. Go, man, go. Do not stop. Do not look back. Go, man, go.
Uh-huh.
It seems like every turn, they're blocked off by a danger.
Yeah.
Dude, you didn't have to yell at me. Aw. House Panther.
Oh, look.
Aw. It reminds me of Tinkerbell.
Well done. You know, he's attacking the family because Tippi Hedren's a cheetah. Cheetah on her husband.
Or she's a real cougar? Oh.
Good. Well, that makes sense.
I think they flooded the engine of the motorcycle. Okay, now, this
is it?
This line, yes. Right there.
Yeah.
Did you notice how frantic the cuts were? That's where she got.
Yeah.
Another bite right there.
Yeah.
She's being tenderized for a snack later. You have no chance. Where a cut right there where she had her hand on her face, that's where she was actually hurt and moved off scene.
Good God. This is more than hard to watch, guys.
This is insane. This is like nightmare inducing.
Yeah. And you wonder why we're doing this as a horror movie. Now do you understand, people?
Yeah, it's a family movie, air quotes, but this is one of the most horrifying, like, oh my God, type things I've seen. That's such a tiger. That's such a cat move, knocking stuff off a shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this scene here, I got to admit, I kind of got a chuckle out of it, the way, how they do the whole in the barrel thing.
Right.
Not with Melanie, but actually one of the males, like, hi there.
Like, oh. Hi.
The barrel with the water. That was the first time you actually saw a lion go, oh my God, what was that?
God.
Meow. This is just too much. I mean, unbelievable. Hey, how's it going? These lions are not dumb. They're like, hey, if we get rid of the water, we can get the guy inside. And you just add in this part, this scene right here that does absolutely nothing to move the plot at all.
Not at all.
And I just don't get it.
Well, is there a plot?
Not
Are
really,
you
but
paying
what?
Attention? Because this is too scary to even like. Oh, let's piss off the elephant too.
Yeah. Splush.
Oh, it's supposed to be so much fun. Let's go over in Niagara Falls in a barrel with an elephant there to catch us.
Yeesh. And all the lions are like, yeah, we're out of this one right now. You got the elephant. Nope. Aw, look at that little kitten.
Oh, bananas.
I like to say, the little ones you don't have to be afraid of. Yes, you do.
It's like a bippity boppity boo. It's like a Disney movie.
It is.
On acid.
Oh, acid, crack, and rabies.
God.
And there were, I think Tippi did her own stunts in this. I think I've heard that too.
Yeah.
You know, you could not pay me enough to do a movie like this.
Oh.
I mean, if all the cats, if there was a herd of like house cats, oh yeah, oh my God, yes. Big predatory cats? No. Not so much. Guess who's coming for dinner?
You know, the photography's well done, and that, but to see all the danger these people are put through, it's just like, are you out of your mind?
And this is where things get even weirder.
Okay. It's been a couple of years since I've seen this, so.
Now you see everybody sleeping.
Right.
And then all the cats come in. No, this is not a hurt. It's okay. There are no animals are hurt, humans were.
Yeah, you even see it move. I saw it move.
Now, the blood on these animals is not real. Just a reminder, everybody's okay, animal-wise.
Yeah, it doesn't even look real.
Definitely sedated, but not dead. That is for sure. Get him, Togar. You have faith in that umbrella, don't you?
Ah, good God.
Yeah. You have to be completely insane No. Run. There, just leave them be. Oh, but no, we got to charge them again. Yes, it is their human fault that they're dead. And now we're all a happy family, and I'm not talking about the meal.
No, that's the happy meal.
Oh,
happy family.
The Chinese food.
Okay, I got you. It took a while.
That's all right.
Hi.
Yeah, and they have kind of had this realization that they were asleep. These lions and cats could have eaten them at any time. Now it's nothing but hugs and love. Now that's being friendly. Big difference. Squishing her in the process.
Hi.
You see, this is where it. This movie is insane, but this is where it completely goes off the rockers.
I mean, we're just one.
Okay, I will admit I would like to play with a lion cub kitten, but no thank you. Yeah,
no thanks.
It's completely insane. The poor cougar almost falls out the tree. Everybody's happy with tigers and everybody else. That tiger does not like Tippy. Oh, no, excuse me. That tiger does not like baby tiger or lion cub. Now we're getting like a Swiss Family Robinson vibe. It's really,
yeah,
really weird.
Which is probably what they wanted to go for in the first place, right?
Right. Robbie beats the snot out of Togar, and everybody's happy. Well, we have 18 minutes of live time left, but the movie's actually going to end before that, so.
Mm-hmm.
All these cats. I just hi. Hi everybody. Hello. Hi.
I don't get it.
What don't you get? The whole movie?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Now the lions are buddies.
Thank you.
That land's going to bite her booty. Now, that is kind of cute. And yes, that tiger just had that gentleman's hand in his mouth.
Don't worry! No! Oh, it's one big happy family.
Oh, everything's okay. My family will recover from being terrorized by large cats. Everything's going to be fine. My friend's okay, too, even though his umbrella got eaten by big cats.
I'll lose my fortune.
Oh, yeah. Those lions definitely love them. I say that as I roll my eyes.
Yeah. So how much do they weigh? They got to be 300, 400 pounds at least.
I'm 357 pounds.
Okay, like a 1,000 pounds?
Let me check Google here. How much does a lion weigh? And I actually lost weight, so. Well, you know what? You know what's scary? At my maximum weight,
what?
I actually weighed as much as a lion. 420 pounds the average lion is around 420 pounds. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know what's really scary? I used to weigh as much as a freaking lion.
Right now. The music is really scary.
Yeah. This whole aura right now is just creepy. Just all lovey-dovey, and these people were terrorized and ripped apart by these cats, but like, oh, we love everybody. Everybody's happy. I have gangrene. Oh.
And basically, we're at the end of the movie, aren't we, just about?
Yes, we are.
We survived, Doc.
Yeah, I'm surprised everybody survived this movie. I'm actually surprised anybody survived this movie.
Well, as we said, so many people were injured during this film. And you know, it's scary because no matter how you look at it, it's the hubris of the people that did it. And that, of course, is Noah Marshall from Tippi Hendren. And always on them and that, because they thought they could do this without any trained animals and just on their own. Sorry, no.
This was such a bad idea. Not watching the movie, but actually making this movie.
And the music is good, except when they go into these songs. These songs really suck.
Yes, they do. But it's just, it's absolutely bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You want to put, do not put cat on shoulders. Cat on shoulders does not look like happy cat.
Not to hate the animals, yeah. Did they convince us to do that?
No, actually, they made me question people's sanity. I mean, I'll always respect and love big cats, but not to this caliber. And it's just not safe.
No. I remember seeing this for the first time, and I just kept shaking my head, like, are you out of your mind? And I have the same reaction now, 2-3 years down the line, watching this, and I'm like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, this is pure not right in so many levels. I mean... It's just incredibly, like, OMG, WTF were you thinking? That's roar. I mean, I still cannot believe that. I literally had anxiety watching this again because knowing of all the injuries and this, no training and all the craziness going on. It's just like, oh my God, every single time I see it.
Oh, by the way, the Togar's name is by Dominic Frontier. What is he most known for?
I'm not sure.
The theme to Star Trek.
Ah. Mm-hmm. There he is, supervisor editor Jean Lebon. And Ted Nicolau, additional editors.
Yeah, additional editors. There's Teddy. There's our friend.
Just the fact we can say that is awesome.
Well, I asked him if he wanted to do it, and he said he was busy and to join us.
Well, that's no problem. That's cool. So, yes, everybody at ISF. This movie is horrifying in every which way you can think of. I mean, it brings in a primal fear that we've had since the age of cavemen of being preyed upon by larger animals. I mean, I had an encounter with an 8-foot bull shark back in 2001. And I'll be honest with you, I never go back in the ocean. I love the ocean. Huh. I love documentaries on oceans. But I will never go back in the water anywhere close to anywhere over ankle deep. I just will not. I did not like being lower on the food chain than where I am here on land. I don't like it.
Agreed.
But yeah,
I
wonder
what
Julian
Norway and Boskovich did for this film.
What's
that? special thanks to. 11
right.
years this took. 11 years.
Yep. I like the message at the end here. Contribute to one of the many effective wildlife organizations.
It's like Jurassic Park. You know, you can do it, but why would you want to do it?
Yeah, and it's not a good idea to do it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, roar, that's a thing. That's a real freaking
good
thing.
Lord.
Yeah, and you know, the actual Blu-ray and DVD are both out of print. As of recently, so when I got my copy, wherever it may floating around and be, between here, catacombs, other places, I'm glad I've got it. But I think on Amazon it's up to $60 to $70 for a copy.
I can believe that.
And going out of print.
Yeah, I can believe that. But you know what? My question is, really, who would want to spend $60 or $70 on this? Who really wants, you know?
Somebody.
I mean, we're doing something on YouTube, and it's available on YouTube. If you really like it, you can watch it there, but I can't see anyone really liking this movie. Right? Seriously. How can you consider that to be entertaining? Especially when you know what the situation is with it, right? And you know these people were hurt. Yeah,
and basically had to be stitched back together.
Yeah.
The horror of this film is what happened while making it in reality. On screen, it's pretty intense, but just knowing everything that we know now about this film and watching it, you just go, oh my God, how could this even be done? How could this actually, wow, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're interested in getting more information, there's a lot of stuff on IMDb and also on YouTube. There's a bunch of videos, like one of them that just popped up, the insane story behind the movie Roar, all animal attacks in Roar, and just so many like little mini documentaries on it that actually go into the stuff that we were talking about. Fortunately, none of those videos, because of YouTube standards, show any of the actual physical damage to humans, except for, you know, Jean Dubant with his stitches. There's a picture of him with stitches and everything, but it's in black and white, but still, like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, to say the least. No, I mean, it really is. And see, the thing that gets me, it's the hubris. It's, oh, we can do this, so let's do this. And let's not really plan, and we can do this without trainers. We can do this.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Right.
Seriously. You know, put my family at risk.
Yeah, any parent that's worth their salt would never, ever, ever put their child in front or anywhere close to large predatory animals. Bears, cats, and so on and so on and so on. I mean, even house cats can be dangerous enough. Or I don't understand the people who own, like, chimpanzees and all that, but that's a different conversation for a different show. We're running out of time here, so, all right, what does the Deviant Legion have coming up soon?
Okay, well, I'm getting right there. So tomorrow we have a wonderful podcast with Patrick Crane and a very special mystery guest, and we're going to be talking about sexploitation horror. Patrick will be dealing with the more hardcore films, and I'll be dealing more with the softcore films, and I'm sure our special guest will have comments on both, and so we'll be talking about that. And then on Tuesday, we are going to have a podcast on horror film actors, both actors and actresses, from Vincent Price and Bela Lugosi, all the standards, up into some of the newer people like Barbara Crampton and Matthew Grubler, and of course one of my favorites, Ray Wise. But we'll be talking about them on Tuesday, and then on Friday, Adam is going to be doing the Golden Age of Horror films, and that'll be from the sound era up into the mid-40s, and maybe we'll go a little bit into the silent era too. So that's what we have planned so far for spooky season and Shocktober. Now Doc, we were talking, and next Sunday, are you planning another commentary watch on next Sunday?
Yes, I'm not exactly sure what the film will be yet, but I should get that all settled out by probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
So you can see us next Friday, also next Sunday, a week from today. So that's what we have planned so far. And then, of course, the week of Halloween, we're going to really ramp it up in the big gear there. So that's what we're looking at right now. Doc, do you have anything else planned or anything that I don't know about?
Yes, we do have a website coming soon. I've got a prototype working, and we're going to have a website soon for the Deviant Legion. And I want to wish everybody a safe and happy spooky season.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Doc, why don't you take us out? And please don't forget to join us tomorrow with Patrick Crane and myself and a very special mystery guest on Monday. And we'll see you then.
Excellent. Have a good night, everybody. And thank you for listening in. And definitely, if you're in for a shock, watch Roar. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Say good night.
Good night.
There's the foghorn. Good night, people.
Good night.